Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Welcome, everybody, to the June 22nd, 2011 edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper. It is summertime, and it's time for vacation, of which I am on. So tonight's show has actually been pre-recorded, and we will actually play it in its entirety right now. Everyone, hope you enjoy the show, and we'll catch you next week. Tonight, our topic, explaining ADHD to your child for the first time with Keith Lowe, which is really kind of exciting. And I stumbled on this this particular topic and doing some readings, particularly from Keith, and I think it's going to be a blast. So I guess let's kind of jump into things right now. Keith Lowe is an ADHD guide for the New York Times About.com website. She's a contributing writer and expert panelist for iParenting.com, part of the Disney Family Internet Group, and has a clinical scientist appointment with the Center of Development and Learning at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. She's currently a full-time writing professional. She has a psychotherapy – she's also a psychotherapist. I'm going to learn to talk one of these days. With a background in child and adolescent psychology and is experienced in working with children diagnosed with ADHD and their families. In addition to individual and family therapy, child and family assessment, treatment planning, behavior modification, and social skills training, she has led parenting groups and provided clinical supervision to other therapists and social workers. You can learn more about Keith and her work if you go to add.about.com. And with that, Keith, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
You know, this is I haven't really done a show that's kind of in the genre. I mean, this is just this is very, very specific, very topical, but I think a very pertinent topic to many parents out there. You go out, your child's diagnosed with ADD. There's all kinds of things that kind of go around with it, and to sit down with your kids and actually kind of talk about this and make them aware, I think it can be a very, very stressful and very taxing thing, because at the end of the day, you've never done it before. Most parents have never done it before, and they really don't know what to do. So I guess I'd like to begin by asking, what makes it difficult for parents to explain ADHD to the children and explaining the diagnosis?
Well, I think there's probably a number of reasons for that difficulty, and sometimes there's just a general feeling of uncertainty for the parent about, you know, what exactly it means to have ADHD. And that's especially true if the family is new to ADHD altogether. So, you know, in situations where no one else within the family has ever been previously diagnosed. And really, before the parent or the parents can explain ADHD to their child, they've got to understand a little bit about it themselves, and they have to be able to recognize how it affects their child. So sometimes there's a bit of a learning curve or sort of a learning process that has to take place on the parent's part first. And another thing is that there can sometimes be just a period of adjustment for the parent in terms of their own feelings about the diagnosis. A lot of times parents worry that their child's going to be labeled in a negative way because of the ADHD, and you know, that sometimes there might be initial feelings of denial or even some anger about the diagnosis. And you know, sometimes there's even sadness it's not unusual to even have some feelings of guilt about it, because sometimes parents might worry, you know, have I caused this, or could I have prevented it in any way? And certainly as they learn more about ADHD and the biological basis of ADHD, you know, that burden is lifted a bit. But I guess the point I'm trying to make is that it's important for parents to take some time to process their own feelings about the diagnosis, and then it's a lot easier to move forward in explaining it. And, you know, when you get right down to it, for the parent, you know, it doesn't matter the age of the child. This is their baby that we're talking about. It's mm-hmm. their child who's been
yep.
diagnosed. And
go ahead. There's two things that jump out at me working
yeah.
backwards. First of all, is really dealing with their own feelings around it. And I never
yeah.
really thought about that before, but that's powerful, because I can see how it can be very emotional. And, you know, in 2 weeks, Dr. Barkley's going to come on our show and talk about the importance of understanding ADHD and managing ADD. And it's just not limited to ADD, but just in managing things in general, just understanding emotion. And what I'm hearing you say, it's important for the parents to kind of pause and get their arms around their own emotion first, before moving forward and working with the kid.
Exactly. Because, I mean, some parents go through some of those emotions. Some go through every single one of them. And it's just, it's normal. And so I think if you can take some time to just reflect on that and then move forward. Go ahead.
I think that's an important point. The other thing that you said is parents don't necessarily know how it's going to affect their child. And that really jumps out at me because I have two kids of my own, and they are about as opposite can be. And, you know, if I did it with one, what I do with one, I can't necessarily do with the other. So it's kind of hard sometimes to figure out how they react, and I can see how that can create a lot of issues or even emotion itself. Like, what do I do? You know, what do I explain to this particular child? Because they are all different, and they all deal with it differently.
And ADHD can present so differently from child to child as well. So just keeping that in mind as well.
Yeah, we emphasize that we did a show, we referenced this so much, we did a show about a year and a half ago talking about the many versions of ADD, and if you take a look at the symptoms and the different combinations, just the combination, I think there's 18,000 different combinations of symptoms that you could have to do it. So to emphasize that is everybody is different, and you need to look at it that way.
Right.
What are some of the positive reasons to explain ADHD to a child and disclose they have it?
Well, I want to get to that, but there was another point I wanted to make up in terms of what can make it difficult sometimes is that, you know, I think parents do worry about how am I going to explain this, you know, how am I going to explain ADHD in a way that my child doesn't feel that, you know, that they're damaged or that they're less than in some way. So that's another thing that comes to mind. That, you know, sort of leads to some difficulties and sort of feelings of anxiety parents might have in explaining it. But you asked about, what was your second? The question was about reasons.
What are the positive reasons to explain it to your child?
Well, I think the biggest benefit of talking openly about it is that it clarifies things for the child. It demystifies the struggles that they've been having. And, you know, it may seem sort of counterintuitive, but if your child's just been diagnosed, they know something's going on, and they know that they've been struggling and having some problems. So understanding their diagnosis, understanding the ADHD and what's been causing the problems, it's really the very first step in beginning to make things better. And as your child learns more about the ADHD and how it affects him or her day-to-day, things will begin to make more sense. I was going to say, too, Jeff, you know, without information that's accurate, kids do tend to make up their own interpretation of things, and it tends to be so much more negative than what's really going on. And so sometimes they could attribute the problems that they're having to being dumb or being stupid or unlikable or that they're, you know, a naughty or bad kid when they're obviously none of those negative things. And as the child begins to internalize some of those negative thoughts, or these misperceptions, you know, it's harmful. And one of the things that kids with ADHD often struggle with sort of secondary to the symptoms are these, you know, are some low feelings of self-esteem and, you know, what's wrong with me? Why can't I do this right? So, you know, if you talk with an adult who grew up struggling with ADHD and they've never been, you know, they weren't diagnosed as a child and didn't really understand what was causing their impairments, and then they're finally diagnosed as an adult, what they'll often tell you is that part of the healing process is being able to look back on their life with better clarity. So, you know, wait a minute, I wasn't lazy, I wasn't stupid, so they're able to reframe things and just view themselves in a more positive and accurate light.
I love what you just said, but you know what really jumps out at me is kids make up their own interpretation of it.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of like, all of a sudden, that's like an aha for me, because they do make up their own interpretation, and a positive reason to explain it to your child is to kind of help them control, and you better control their interpretation of what's going on.
Exactly.
That can have a very material impact on their belief system that's built around it and their self-esteem.
Exactly. And, you know, when you explain ADHD, you know, then they have a better understanding of what's been causing those problems. And so the second benefit is that then you can get strategies in place that can help, you know, sort of minimize those areas of weakness and then, you know, allow the child's areas of strength to shine as well. So, and then the family can move forward kind of in a way that's a little bit more solution-focused. And the point you brought up is in terms of feeling control, I think that ultimately as the child has more information, then the child begins to feel a greater sense of control over, you know, their situation, whereas before they may have been a bit stuck, you know, or felt stuck in a rut or confused about why things that seem so easy for other kids could be so frustrating for them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, now they've got this information and there's hope and there's a plan that can be put in place to help.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, they also, you know, the difficulties have a name. It's ADHD. It's not uncommon. Kids, you know, there are other kids and there are other adults that have it, and, you know, they face similar challenges, and they're able to overcome those challenges with the proper supports in place. So you know, the child's not feeling as alone. And
absolutely.
I'm going to say one more thing about that, Jeff, because I think if you don't talk openly about ADHD, kids are very perceptive, and, you know, when there's a sense of secrecy, it can imply that ADHD is something to be ashamed of, or that there's something to hide, and that's a burden for a child to feel. It's really hurtful, and the message they get is, you know, there's something not right with me. But on the other hand, when you talk openly and optimistically about ADHD, it corrects those feelings, and, you know, it normalizes things a bit for the child.
That was man, you're an amazing interview. This has been some great stuff, very insightful stuff, and I think very helpful for the parents out there.
Yeah.
Keith, I tell you what I want to do. I want to go to commercial break here real quick. When we come back, we're going to talk about, like, how you'd recommend parents go about explaining to kids. But before we do that, for anybody out there who's listening that might want to get in contact with you, what was the best way for them to do that?
Well, the best way is really to go to my website. It's add.about.com. You can also email me. My email address is add.guide, G-U-I-D-E, @about.com. That would be
excellent.
The best way.
Excellent. With that, we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
ADHD. Is it real? How is it diagnosed? How do I know if I have it or if my children have it? Do you outgrow it? You have questions and we have answers. We're CHAD, a national organization made up of professionals, parents, educators, and, of course, those with ADHD. So if you want real answers to your questions, join CHAD at www.chadd.org or call us at 800-233-4050.
This is your ADHD information station. Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
News, updates, and alerts sent right to your inbox. Sign up now at attentionradio.com.
Awareness of how your brain processes information and emotion is the key to self-management and success in today's world. I am an international ADD coach. Contact me, Susan McIntosh, at susanmcintosh.com to see and hear how you too can be a success.
I'm Jeff Copper, host of Attention Talk Radio, here to talk to you about CopyTalk.com, a voice dictation service. This is not just some voice dictation software. It's a real dictation service by people who type whatever you want. When I need to document something, all I do is hit speed dial on my cell or work phone and start speaking. The folks at CopyTalk will type it up and email it back to me that day. The best part is I can dictate as many 4-minute messages as I want, all for one flat monthly fee. Go to copytalk.com/ATR, enter Jeff Copper as the referrer's name, and sign up for the free trial account today. If you tell them I sent you, then you'll get $20 off the monthly subscription for as long as you keep the service.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back. We're with Keith Lowe talking about how to explain ADHD to your child for the first time. The first part of the show was very insightful, just talking about the difficulties parents would have and the reason for explaining it to the children. Keith, it was just, I'm learning a lot myself and getting a lot of insights here. But kind of moving forward, based off of your research and experience, how would you recommend a parent go about explaining to their child the diagnosis?
Well, I think first of all, try not to put too much pressure on yourself because, you know, there's no right or perfect way to do this. And more than likely, the doctor or the professional who completed the assessment, they've opened up the conversation by talking some about ADHD after the evaluation. And, you know, your child knows they've been having some difficulties, so you might want to just start there. And depending on what's been going on, you know, you could say something like, I know school's been tough this year. It hadn't been much fun when the teacher calls on you and, you know, your thoughts are elsewhere. And it's been really hard for you to concentrate on your work. And you've talked about how restless you feel, how you need to move around, and that's gotten you in trouble a few times in class. Well, after meeting with Dr. So-and-so, you know, we now know that you have ADHD, and it's very common. And if your child knows someone with ADHD, talk a bit about that, too. You know, you could say, Uncle Joe has ADHD as well, and he says he's got a fast brain, and I think that's why he's so good at his job in advertising. His brain works really well to come up with a lot of creative ideas. But then, you know, you want to also mention that there are other areas in Uncle Joe's life that have been more challenging because of the ADHD, but knowing about ADHD has helped him find, you know, strategies to help him put on the brakes when he needs to. And, you know, just as we're going to find strategies that help you out. And while you're talking, you're going to gauge how much information your child's taking in. You don't want to overwhelm them with a lot, you know, just so much information because they're going to tune you out after a while. So you'll shorten or lengthen what you're going to say depending on that. And, you know, there'll be questions that come up that you'll address.
Certainly. Just to recap on this, uh-huh. It would kind of come out is I really like what you said. You know, first thing is take the pressure off yourself as a parent, and because there is no right or perfect way to do this. Every kid is different. Every circumstance is different. There's no one formula to do this, because if there was, honestly, we wouldn't be on the show talking about it. We'd just print it, send it to you, and it'd be done, right?
Yeah.
And knowing that, to take the pressure off and say, hey, listen, you know, you're giving it the, you know, your best college try. You're gonna, because you love your kid, you want to take care of your kid, and take that pressure off. And then just kind of relax, I think, is powerful advice, and to remind the people out there that there is no one set way of doing it, and you're just doing the best that you can.
Right. And a lot of people, they find that a lot of parents will use the analogy of being nearsighted and needing glasses to see better. So, you know, nearsighted is just a part of how you see, and
mm-hmm.
ADHD is just a part of how you think. And people wear glasses to improve their eyesight, and there are a lot of really effective strategies that people with ADHD can use to help improve attention or focus their attention or whatever. And, you know, the truth is that some people are good at one thing and not another, and it's tough because as adults, we specialize in areas we're good at, you know, the areas that we're drawn to and interested in. But kids are expected to do equally well in all subject areas, and that's tough. You know, your child might have a hard time concentrating on something, especially if it's something boring to them, but they may be able to speak just, you know, really eloquently and enthusiastically about, you know, the mechanics of Lego building, and then they can demonstrate that passion with this spectacularly complex creation that they were able to spend hours on just planning and drawing and focusing, so, you know, and building. And so I guess the point is that we need to remember to point out the child's areas of strength, because we do tend to have a tendency to focus only on the negatives because,
mm-hmm.
You know, those are the areas that seem to need the most attention. But it's important for your child to know what they do well, you know, what are his strengths or passions. So I guess the main gist, you know, is when you talk about it for the first time, you want your child to feel empowered and strengthened with the information that you give them, and you want them to know that they have a support system in you and in the family, and that you love them unconditionally, and that you have faith in their abilities, and that they can take control over the ADHD and manage it successfully, and that it is really just a very small part of who they are and what makes them, you know, unique and special.
This show is really about paying attention to attention, specifically those with ADHD. And you just said something. I can't help but myself uh-huh. to emphasize this. As an ADD coach, so many times I have adults that come to me and they say, you know, I need some coaching, and they're paying attention to everything they can't do. And frequently they want coaching around an organization. And I say, fine, call me next week. And when I ask you what you want coaching on, say organization. And very frequently they'll do it. And I'll say, congratulations, looks like you solved your problem. And they go, well, what do you mean? I said, well, you made this appointment on time.
Right.
You're organized enough to do it. I said, well, what enabled you to make it here? And they honestly, they can't answer that question.
Yeah.
And it's funny because as we start to explore, it's like, well, it was in my phone. Oh, well, if it was in your phone, you put other points on your phone? Well, no. Well, what if we did that? And it's amazing because they don't know, they're not conscious of what they're doing to get on there. So I think your point, Keith, is as you go into this, you know, explain to your kids what's kind of going on, but be conscious not just of what they can't do, but kind of help them begin in this conversation about pointing out what they can do and what does work for them, because as they get older, if they do know what works, it's a lot easier for them. They're not as overwhelmed because they know, hey, this works for me all the time. That's the way I'm going to do it.
Uh-huh.
So I want to go to another break real quick. And come back and talk about what parents should consider when they're approaching the topic. But again, before we do, can you, again, let everybody know how to contact you?
Yes. You can go to my website, add.about.com, or I'd love to get emails as well. My email address is add.guide, G-U-I-D-E, @about.com.
Excellent. With that, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ari Tuckman, author of More Attention, Less Deficit: Success Strategies for Adults with ADHD. This is the only book actually written for adults with ADHD. Each chapter is divided into short articles so you can read only the stuff you want in the order you want. I take lessons from the research and make them totally useful in your daily life. You can get a free PDF of the first chapter at adultadhdbook.com. Check it out.
Okay, let's be honest here. How many times have you forgotten the wet laundry in the washer and it started smelling a little funky, so you had to wash it again, maybe even twice, in the same week? Well, you may be an AD Diva just like me. I'm Linda Rogley, and I founded the AD Diva Network for women with ADD-ish tendencies, especially those of us 40 and better. The AD Diva Network is a great place for support, connection, and a touch of whimsy. You can join us at addiva.net. That's addiva.net.
Do you have something those with ADHD need? Advertise on Attention Talk Radio. We are a narrowcast, internet-based radio show targeting those with or impacted by ADHD. To learn more about advertising opportunities, email attention at attentiontalkradio.com.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. And we're here with Keith Lowe talking about explaining ADHD to your child for the first time. And I have to thank you for coming on the show, Keith. Even before we get to the end, this has been a great show. It's been very insightful. Moving forward, we've talked about getting your mind around working with your kid, talking about the positive reasons why we're doing it, understanding, we're starting to move into the approach, take the pressure off yourself, understand that there's no right or perfect way. Actually into the conversation, what should a parent consider when approaching the topic with their kid?
Well, as we talked about at the beginning, just take that time to acknowledge and process your own feelings about ADHD. It's real helpful for both parents to be on the same page in the message that they give their child. And I should probably reiterate that, because parents do need to be a team, and they need to work as a team and present a unified front and support one another and give the child the same message, particularly as it relates to ADHD. But while you're realistic about what's going on, it's important to approach the topic in a positive way, because it is good news. I mean, you've finally understand what's going on, and there's very clear, specific ways to get a plan in place to help. And for many parents, if you're worried or just feeling unsure, it can help just to practice what you're going to say or get an outline or even a little script in place that you want to use. There's nothing wrong with that at all, especially if it helps you to feel more prepared. And go ahead. Were you going to say something, Jeff?
No, keep going.
I was going to say, again, just don't put too much pressure on yourself, because talking about ADHD and learning about it and how it affects your child, it's going to be an ongoing process, and there will be discussions that will happen at unplanned and spontaneous times. There'll be these teachable moments that will just happen naturally to situations that come up at home or at school. I had not mentioned books, but I wanted to say that books are a really they're a really great tool to use when you're talking about, you know, and explaining ADHD. And there are a lot of them geared specifically to kids. These are three that I like a lot, but there are a lot of them.
No, please share.
One is called Learning to Slow Down and Pay Attention, and that is by that's by Kathleen Nadeau and Ellen Dixon. Another is called Putting on the Brakes, Understanding and Taking Control of Your ADHD, and that's by Pat Quinn and Judith Stern.
Mm-hmm.
And Pat Quinn also has another book that's specifically for girls, and I love this book. It is called Attention Girls, A Guide to Learn All About Your ADHD. And, you know, again, those are just some of my favorites, but there are actually quite a few books out there. And then another thing to think about is it can be really helpful to talk about some of the ways you might have struggled at school or with friends, you know, how it felt and how you coped and ways that you were able to overcome those problems. And if you or the child's other parent has ADHD, you know, it can be real comforting to share about those experiences. Or if there's an aunt or an uncle or, you know, others that the child knows, use them as an example. Because hearing about others can really help, you know, and it puts things in perspective. It makes things okay for the child.
Absolutely. You know, I've been listening just at a high level to our conversation today. One, you know, at the beginning, process your own emotions so that you come to grips with it. Take the pressures off. Realize there's no perfect way of doing this. Be positive in the approach. In a large context, a lot of this is just get comfortable in the conversation. Get to a place, practice if you need to, process your emotions, script if you need to, but the bottom line is when you sit down and interact with a child, you need to be comfortable, not on edge, not emotional, just relax and be comfortable in the conversation with the child and just let it flow. It just that's my sense of, like, in a big picture, really where you need to get to in approaching a child.
Yes.
Got one other question. We've got about 3 minutes left. One of the keys is, what do you do if a child asks a question and you don't really have an answer for them or you don't really know what to say?
Well, you know, more than likely questions will come up that you don't have an answer for, and that's normal, you know. Learning about ADHD is going to be a process for you as well. So, you know, when you're unsure about something, let your child know that, and then the two of you can work together to find the answers, and you can do that by talking with the doctor, or you can get books, or you can listen to podcasts like this one.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also, there's a lot on the web. You can go to, you want to find reputable websites. There's a lot. You got to tease through a little bit on the internet because there's also a lot of misinformation out there. But if you can find reputable websites about ADHD and just read through them. And all of this is really good role modeling, and it teaches your child skills about how to find information and how to learn and educate oneself.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Keith, to wrap things up, I think this has been a great show. I appreciate you coming on. For one last time, if a parent is listening to this and they got specific questions or something that I haven't asked, again, they would contact you at your email address, which, again, is what?
It is add.guide@about.com.
And you have a regular blog and some writing that you post on the about.com website, right?
I do, yes. You can go to my, and I have a lot of information there as well. And that the website is add.about.com.
Excellent. So with that, thank you very much, Keith, for coming on to the show.
Thank you, Jeff.